The cost to swim, skate and workout is going up at Port Coquitlam Civic Hubs on Monday, January 1st. But not in Coquitlam. Last month, Port Coquitlam City Council unanimously gave three readings to its fees and charges bylaw that will see recreation rates rise slightly in the new year for single admission passes to the Hyde Creek Recreation Center and the Port Coquitlam Community Center, PCCC, as well as multi-passes. Child, 5 to 12. Single entry, $3.19, from $3.10. 10 visit pass, $28.74, from $27.90. 20 visit pass, $51.09, from $49.60. 1 city monthly pass, $24.74, from $27.90. 1 city annual pass, $258.63, from $251.10. Youth, young adult, 13 to 24. Single entry, $4.79, from $4.65. 10 visit pass, $15.76, from $15.30. 20 visit pass, $76.63, from $74.40. 1 city monthly pass, $43.11, from $41.85. 1 city annual pass, $387.95, from $376.65. Adult, 25 to 59. Single entry, $6.39, from $6.20. 10 visit pass, $57.47, from $55.80. 20 visit pass, $102.18, from $99.20. 1 city monthly pass, $57.47, from $55.80. 1 city annual pass, $517.27, $502.20. Senior, 60 to 79. Single entry, $4.79, from $4.65. 10 visit pass, $43.11, from $41.85. 20 visit pass, $76.63, from $74.40. 1 city monthly pass, $43.11, from $41.85. 1 city annual pass, $387.95, from $376.65. Family. Single entry, $12.77, from $12.40. 10 visit pass, $114.95, from $111.60. 20 visit pass, $204.35, from $198.40. 1 city monthly pass, $114.95, from $111.60. 1 city annual pass, $1,034.95, from $1,004.40. A family is now defined as a maximum of two adults and children, youth, seniors in the same household. According to a report from the city's corporate office, POCO fees and charges for admission rates haven't had an inflationary bump since 2018. In lieu of construction at PCCC, in response to a global pandemic and in consideration of hardship to residents during increased inflationary rate hikes, council has been supportive in freezing rates in order to provide affordable experiences, the report reads. However, with the Vancouver Consumer Price Index, VCPI, jumping to around 5.4% over the past year, the cost recovery gap is widening for the municipality. As a result, recreation and rental fees are going up 3% to keep pace with market trends, generating an extra $92,000 for the city from higher recreation costs. Coquitlam fees and charges. Meanwhile, on December 11, Coquitlam City Council unanimously gave fourth and final reading to its fees and charges bylaw for 2024 that will see no change in recreation rates, boasted Count Terry Towner while noting the higher cost of living. That means admissions to pools, rinks and fitness rooms at Coquitlam Civic Centers will be the same as this year. Child Single Entry, $3.29. 10 Visit Pass, $26.29. 30 Day Pass, $30. Monthly Continuous Pass, $21. 365 Day Pass, $237. Youth, Student Single Entry, $4.90. 10 Visit Pass, $39.19. 30 Day Pass, $45. 25 Monthly Continuous Pass, $31.50365 Day Pass, $356 Adult Single Entry, $6.5210 Visit Pass, $52.1430 Day Pass, $60.50 Monthly Continuous Pass, $42.50365 Day Pass, $475 Senior Single Entry, $4.9010 Visit Pass, $39.1930 Day Pass, $45.25 Monthly Continuous Pass, $31.50365 Day Pass, $356 Super Senior Single Entry, $3.2910 Visit Pass, $26.2930 Day Pass, $30 Monthly Continuous Pass, $21,365 Day Pass, $237 Parent and Tot per Person, Single Entry, $3.2910 Visit Pass, $26.29 Coquitlam Summer Child and Youth Pass will also remain at $25 for qualifying students. In total, all fees and charges changes, for recreation, as well as planning, building, animal services and business licenses, will yield about $553,500 more for Coquitlam in 2024 based on the average 4.5% VCPI inflationary hike this year, according to a report from Deputy City Manager Michelle Hunt.